have you ever used an inversion table?
No, because I have a thing with my head.
Okay.
After I had my brain surgery.
Yeah.
I would likely get very, very, very sick.
Okay.
Being inverted like that.
The reason I ask is because, you know, I've had this this issue going on with my leg, and I went to the doctor for it, and I've got a pinched nerve. My sciatic nerve is pinched, and so I've been trying different things to relieve the pressure and the pain and the pinch in my nerve. And one of the easy things to do would be to take steroids, you know, get a steroid shot, and my doctor says that that would probably take care of it. Problem is, I'm diabetic. And taking steroids is not the best choice for me if there are other alternatives. So, because it would mess up my blood sugars tremendously. So,
mention you'd be super strong.
I would. Maybe I should try spinach, be like Popeye.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually somebody else in the office that is experiencing the same thing I am. She has been going and getting treatment for this same pain, just the other side. It's her left leg, mine's my right leg. And so I've been doing these stretches. And
where did you get these stretches?
I'm using her stretches that she got from the doctor that she went to.
Okay.
And so, no, they were not prescribed to me, but they're a copy of stretches that are for people. Like, if you've ever done physical therapy, they give you a printout, or they, depending on where you go, they make a copy of these stretches that are designed for what your situation is.
Like, so, a general purpose.
Yes, and so that's what these are.
But you don't know that you do have exactly the same problem that she does.
We've been diagnosed with the same thing.
So then sciatic, why didn't you go to a physical therapist?
Because I didn't get to that point yet. I was trying other things, and then so I decided to try her stretches that she's trying. And I feel like it's really making a difference. It's just not fixed it yet. So she turned to an inversion table. She has one at home.
Okay.
And it's pretty much taken care of it for her. She gets on the inversion table. I don't know how often you have to do it, but I mean, she's almost healed from her issue. Problem, I don't have an inversion table.
I got an answer for you though.
What?
Seriously. You're a small person. You don't weigh a lot. So you could take your ironing board, lean it against your kitchen counter, and just go up on that. And then Gary could just sort of spot you. Gary could just stand in there and spot you. I seriously think it would work. I really do.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever watched those fail videos, like, where things that you have this great idea and it just goes wrong? That's this in the making. I mean, if I were to do this.
I think you could just invert yourself on your ironing board in your kitchen against your counter.
And you know who's going to be in my face the whole time? Carly. She's going to be like right up by my nose, her nose to my nose.
Mom,
what are you doing? Why are you upside down? So I'm going to have this horse-sized dog right there while I'm inverted upside down on my ironing table. That's just brilliant.
I'm here to help.
I'm
a good person.
Well, I don't have an inversion table. I haven't gotten to that point yet. I mean, maybe if I can use, I have a friend that has one. And so I'm thinking if I could just invert for a little bit and then see if it fixes it. But if not, I guess I'll consider the ironing board.
I'm here to help.
Thanks for the advice, Brian.
It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. We're just popping and locking here this morning. not the dancing maneuvers. That's Trisha's hip.
We're trying to figure out how to fix my hip. It's actually my sciatic.
Well, I like your. I like the fact that you went to get medical treatment, and they told you have a problem with sciatic nerve, and then you chose to go. Well, this person in the office is doing these exercises they got from a physical therapist. I'll just do what they're doing.
Well, I tried the treatment that my doctor recommended, and we actually talked through a few things and said, you know, we'll try this, and then if that doesn't work, then we will do this. And completely realizing that, you know, the steroid shot would probably be a quick fix, but the lasting impact it's going to have on my diabetes, no thank you. So I'm trying to not have to take steroids.
Right.
So yes, I've been doing these stretches, and I can feel the difference. It's just not fixed it yet. So I've been getting some advice since we talked about it last time about chiropractic advice.
Yeah.
And so I'm
that's
expecting
another approach that you've not yet tried.
Right.
So.
And if I do go to the chiropractor, I expect that I'm gonna go in there and they're just gonna like pop it back into place, and then tomorrow I'll be all better. That's my dream.
I'm not a chiropractor. I'm not a doctor.
Nor have I ever been to one.
I don't know. I have. You've never even been to a chiropractor?
I've been
in
a chiropractor's office, but not for myself.
You've never been treated?
No.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. So when I expect to go in and they're going to be like, okay, we're going to move the boom, boom. And then I'm going to be like, yes.
I guess it's possible that instantaneous relief could be there because you could have something, out of alignment.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I don't know that it's like it's not a light switch.
I know, but that's what I dream of it being like that. I'm just going to go and I just want it like fixed. Like I've been dealing with this since the middle of January.
I like how
honestly.
Your optimism outweighs reason.
I know. Well, I know it's ridiculous, but come on, a girl can dream, can't she?
It's going to be great. So it's going to be great.
We should go to the chiropractor's office. You and me, we should like take the show.
Would it be weird for me to go to an appointment with you?
It's a chiropractor.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Yes, it would be weird. But I mean, it's you and me. What are we talking about here?
What do you say we roll up to this chiropractic appointment and like give t-shirts to their staff and just make like a whole quicksie visit?
We're like, hey, we're here. Oh, no, I didn't have an appointment. We're just here though.
All right. Hey. We're going to do that. Yep. Deal.